A familiar face to South Fork fans is returning to the sidelines this fall as the Cubs get set for the local high school football season. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Cubs in just a moment as we take a look ahead to the upcoming football season and break down all 9 HDNL programs, as well as a new look schedule for the league and the College of the Redwoods football team, with opening weekend now just 2 weeks away. The South Fork Cubs will welcome back longtime head coach Carl Terrell, who returns to oversee the program after 1 year away. Terrell, who led the team to a North Coast Section Championship in 2023, takes over from Brandon Coburn. Last year, Coburn led South Fork to a 6-4 record, including a 3-2 mark in league play. The Cubs qualified for the NCS playoffs, but lost 52-22 to Cornerstone Christian. Terrell and the Cubs will kick off the new season on a Thursday night, opening at home against California School for the Deaf on September the 3rd. The home opener will be followed by 3 straight road games at Calistoga, Roseland University Prep, and Cornerstone Christian in a rematch of last year's NCS playoff game. South Fork will once again play 8-person football. The rest of the HDNL, meanwhile, will feature a new look schedule this fall. All 8 of the 11-player programs will play each other once each, with only conference matchups counting in the race for the Big Four and Little Four championships. That's a switch from recent years, when both the Big Four and Little Four each featured 6 conference games in a home and away format. The new schedule will ease travel and scheduling concerns and means HDNL teams will now only have to schedule 3 out-of-area teams each, with those games all being played early in the campaign. The new season opens on the weekend of August 28 and 29, with most of the league teams in action. Opening weekend sees Del Norte travel to play Oakland High School, while Fortuna opens at home against St. Helena, Ferndale travels to play Anderson, and Hoopa opens at Trinity. All of those games will be played on Friday night. The following afternoon, McKinleyville opens at home against Cloverdale, while the Eureka Loggers are hoping to play on their new all-weather field against Windsor that night. The new field is part of ongoing renovation for the Eureka High sports facilities, which will include new baseball and softball fields opening next spring. Eureka football head coach Sam Edmonds is hoping the new field at Albee Stadium will be completed in time for opening weekend, and if not, then that game will be moved to Cal Poly Humboldt's Redwood Bowl. Edmonds is also hoping the field will be ready in time for the annual pre-league scrimmage, which is scheduled to take place at Albee Stadium on August 22nd. Once again, if the field is not ready, the scrimmage will be moved to McKinleyville High School. St. Bernard's, meanwhile, has a bye on opening weekend and will kick off the new season at home against NCS powerhouse St. Vincent de Paul the following weekend. Conference play for all of the HDNL teams will kick off in October. In the Little Four, defending conference champion Ferndale will look to make it 3 straight titles, and the Wildcats will go into the new season as red-hot favourites to do so. Last year, the Cats enjoyed one of the most impressive seasons in HDNL history, winning all 10 of their regular season games and outscoring their opponents 647-18. Remarkably, they did not give up any points until the final 2 weeks of the regular season. They continued to roll in the playoffs, winning 3 straight games on the way to clinching a second NCS championship in 3 years, before eventually falling to Sutter High School in their NorCal championship game. The other 3 Little Four teams obviously will be hoping to challenge the Cats for this year's conference crown. Hoopa will feature a new head coach in Tashoni Rice, but with only a handful of returning players, it could be a season of adjustment for the Warriors. Rice, however, says he likes a lot of what he's seeing from a deep junior class, and the Warriors should only continue to improve as the season goes on. At McKinleyville, meanwhile, the Panthers will be looking to build on the steps they took under first-year head coach Jason Benge last year. After going winless in back-to-back seasons in 2023 and 2024, the Panthers won 3 of their 10 games last fall, including finishing 1-5 in the Little Four. The Big Four, meanwhile, also welcomes a new coach this fall. Nick White, who was head coach at Del Norte from 2019 to 2022, will be back on the sidelines, taking over from Darren LaFazio. White enjoyed tremendous success during his 4 years in charge of the Warriors, guiding them to their most successful run in program history. He led Del Norte to 3 Big Four championships in his 3 full seasons, while posting an outstanding overall record of 34-8 and going 12-0 in the Big Four. There was no official league during the COVID-shortened spring season of 2020 while White was in charge. The race for this year's conference, however, should be an exciting one, and all four head coaches believe it could be wide open. Defending co-conference champions Fortuna and St. Bernard's should both be in the mix, while the Del Norte Warriors will be hoping to re-establish themselves as a conference contender under White, and the Eureka Loggers will be hoping to put an injury-ravaged 2025 season behind them and compete for a conference title with an experienced roster that includes 20 returning players, all of whom saw playing time a year ago. Switching gears to the college game, College of the Redwoods will also be hoping to challenge for a conference championship this fall. The Corsairs made the switch from the American Division to the more competitive National Division in 2025, and while it took them some time to adjust, they closed out the season strong and proved to the doubters that they belonged there. Head coach Jason White and his players won three of their five conference games in 2025 and went into the final weekend of action in contention for the conference title. CR will once again play its home games at Cal Poly Humboldt's Redwood Bowl this fall. The Corsairs opened the season on the road at San Jose in late August before playing their home opener the following weekend. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.